Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
On today's wrestling news, three WWE superstars have been released. We've got new championship belts, a new number one contender for Cody Rhodes' title, and Kevin Owens is left in a pool of his own blood on SmackDown. Yes, are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and no Gareth Morgan today. I am all on my own, so let's get right into it. Three WWE superstars have been released last night, including one former WWE champion. Now, first up is Zion Quinn. Quinn was a former rugby player, signed for WWE Developmental back in 2018, and had a long run in NXT and like 205 Live, and had sort of, well, weird two matches on the main roster, and those were his last two matches in WWE, and they came like almost a year apart. So the first one was an Intercontinental Championship Battle Royale for like a number one contendership for the Intercontinental title back in 2023 in March, and then he got squashed by Bron Breakker on SmackDown in March this year. So a bit of a strange run in WWE, considering he's had quite a long time in sort of NXT and developmental and did 205 Live matches and things, but then when it was time for main roster stuff, it just kind of didn't really happen. He kind of was announced as a free agent on the draft for 2023, and then absolutely nothing happened until this. So unfortunate for him, but the next up is Xia Li, who joined in 2017 as part of the Mae Young Classic. She then went on to have a run in NXT and joined SmackDown in the 2021 draft. Now, her main roster run was kind of mired by really weird start-stop pushes and odd character changes and like a heel turn that kind of came out of absolutely nowhere. Her last match was on main event, losing to Natalya, so it's another one that kind of got called up, but like kind of before they really knew what they were going to do with it. They had an idea, they had like loads of video packages and they sort of anime character style thing. They had a lot put into it, but then as soon as it started, they just kind of gave up immediately. It was really, really strange. Now, she put up a big post on Twitter just thanking WWE and all the fans for the experience and the support, and ended it by saying, "This is not the end, but a new beginning. Let's embrace more exciting moments together." So wish her all the best, obviously. And finally, the third member to be released was Jinder Mahal. Obviously, this is the biggest name of the three. He joined WWE back in 2010 and started a three-man band in 2012, obviously, with Drew McIntyre and Heath Slater. He was released in 2014 and then came back to WWE in 2016 and ended up getting super ripped and ended up winning the WWE Championship in 2017 by beating Randy Orton and becoming the first WWE champion of Indian descent. He's also been a US champion and a two-time 24/7 champion as well. His recent run, though, in WWE, again, has been kind of riddled with stop-start pushes and really unfocused creative. Sort of the team he was in kind of really sporadically appeared on and off screen and never really had any focused push or sort of focused direction going forwards. He put up a post on Twitter as well, but his just said, "I quit, Maharaja out," with a little money bag emoji. But as much as he said that he quit on Twitter, it has been confirmed by Fightful Select that all three of these have been releases from WWE and happened during SmackDown last night. Now, all of them have 90-day no-compete clauses, obviously. Jinder Mahal is already counting down his in his Twitter bio, obviously. But yeah, it sucks. It's always bad to hear this when it happens. You never want anyone to lose their jobs. Let's just hope the best can come out of this. They can kind of get renewed vigour and find out what they want to do sort of on the independent scene or elsewhere. Forever, like in wrestling right now, there are more places to go than ever before. So at least there's kind of a world outside of WWE, which a few years ago there absolutely was not. So I wish the best to all three of these people, obviously. And hopefully they can find a bit of light in the situation and move on and be happy and so forth. But next up, we have some brand new championship belts, and like on Raw, when we got the new sort of Raw Tag Team Championship belts, we have ones for SmackDown now as well. And they are lovely, I must say. So A-Town Down Under came out to trade out their old, really crappy penny belts for really nice, shiny new ones on SmackDown. They look really kind of old school styling, a little bit sort of reminiscent of the previous tag team titles from sort of back in the 90s. They look really, really nice. I'm a big fan of these, and let me know down in the comments what you think of these, because I am very intrigued. Now, there was a slight tease in this segment that was a little bit interesting, let's say. So it was obviously Paul Levesque, Triple H, and Nick Aldis coming out there to reveal the championship belts, and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory kind of disrespected Triple H by like shaking each other's hand to congratulate each other instead of shaking his. Nick Aldis stepped in then and said, if you ever do that again, I would split you up, basically, hinting at the sort of power of the draft.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So not sure if that's just a hint for the draft next week to kind of put a little bit of anticipation or a little question mark onto what might happen over there, or whether that's an actual plan, whether they're going to split them up going forward. I assume it was just a tease for the draft going forward, but it was just an interesting little note anyway. And then straight after this, there was a number one contenders match, a fatal four-way tag team match to see who was going to be the first up to face Grayson Waller and Austin Theory for those championships. And the Street Profits won that. So that's going to be the match, I assume, at Backlash. Street Profits versus A-Town Down Under. So that'll be fun to see as well. But yeah, really like these new belts. And really like the sort of new direction that they're going. It's a very Triple H direction, judging by the sort of belts that they had down in NXT, like the UK Championship and the North American Championship. A little bit more old school feel to it. But they look really, really nice. Big fan. Let me know what you think down in the comments. Speaking of SmackDown, we also have a new number one contender for Cody Rhodes' WWE Championship. It was AJ Styles versus LA Knight to see who would become the number one contender, and AJ Styles won that match. So it's going to be AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes at Backlash in France. This makes it 1-1 for AJ Styles versus LA Knight matches. So I assume they're going to run that back at some point, and AJ did win by just poking Knight right in the eye. And then hitting the phenomenal forearm to get the victory. So it was a bit of a sneaky win. So I assume they're going to do that at some point, whether LA Knight costs AJ the title or not. I don't think they should do that, because I think Cody should just have a clean win at Backlash. But I think that's going to be a really good match, a really solid match for Backlash. Obviously, AJ Styles is great at what he does, and blatantly, obviously, Cody Rhodes is super great at what he does. He's massively over at the minute. It's absolutely fantastic. So I think that's going to be a really fun match for Backlash and a great first challenger for Cody as he moves into his summer run. And finally, still on SmackDown, there was a lot of blood on SmackDown with Kevin Owens. So Solo Sikoa kind of officially introduced Tama Tonga as the new member of the Bloodline on SmackDown, and then Leia's kind of demanded to see Kevin Owens, and then there was a whole sort of multi-segment storyline running through the show. Paul Heyman kind of tried to tell Solo that he was overstepping and making decisions that he doesn't have the authority to make, but Solo Sikoa was having absolutely none of it. They ended up going out to the ring, where Solo like cut off Paul Heyman by saying that last week he gained a new brother, but he had to lose one in the process before introducing his MFT, which we're assuming stands for, like, my family tree, in Tama Tonga. Now, after that, you just saw kind of Kevin Owens roll out onto the ramp as Tama Tonga threw him down, and Kevin Owens was covered in blood. He ended up absolutely being destroyed in the ring by Tama and Solo Sikoa. Tama especially went to town attacking him, and it ended up where, there was loads of guards and referees and things trying to pull them apart, as Tama Tonga was just like wailing on Kevin Owens in the middle of the ring, headbutting him all over the place. But he was going to go and smash him with a steel chair, and Nick Aldis ended up stepping in front of him as Solo Sikoa kind of pulled Tama Tonga back away. It wasn't over there as well, so later on we saw Nick Aldis taking Paul Heyman outside into the car park, where we saw two cars crashed into each other, basically suggesting that Tama Tonga had just smashed his car right into Kevin Owens, before then attacking him and dragging him out down to the ring, where Nick Aldis was saying, like, basically, get the bloodline together, like, we're not actually going to stand for any of this. The draft is coming up next week, and there's consequences for more than just losing. Basically, this is the second time WWE have used blood in so many months. Obviously, we had the Cody Rhodes and The Rock thing, and now Tama Tonga and Kevin Owens. So I assume we're going to get Tama Tonga versus Kevin Owens at some point down the line, which was a match I would be very interested to see. It's interesting because at the time when they did the Cody stuff and The Rock, they basically said that, like, yes, we're like using blood and changing things up, but it's going to be used like really sporadically, only in like very specific storylines. And yet here they are, few weeks later, already doing it. But maybe they just needed to heat up Tama Tonga and heat up this side of the bloodline. But the hints going into this about what's going to happen to the bloodline in the draft next week were very, very strong, especially with Nick Aldis and Paul Heyman there at the end, and Paul Heyman insisting that Solo Sikoa did not have the authority to do any of this. It's going to be very interesting as we go into this kind of bloodline 2.0 and the potential of a bloodline sort of civil war match kind of thing happening at some point down the line. It's all very, very interesting, but I'm really enjoying how they're presenting Tama Tonga on TV. He looks like an absolute pillar at the minute, along with Solo Sikoa, who's just absolutely taking control of the bloodline at the minute. So really enjoying all this, but let us know down in the comments what you think about the use of blood in WWE. The second time in sort of three or four weeks, something like that, since just before WrestleMania that they've done this. But it's interesting that they're just starting to trickle back into things. Just the old ways are trickling back in, and we'll have to see how much they use it going forward. But that is it. Thank you very much for joining me. If you want, you can follow me over on Twitter at FillMyChambers, and you can click this video somewhere on the screen down here to continue on your YouTube journey. More videos from WrestleMania weekend are going to be cropping up every time soon, so there's going to be some interviews and some live show footage coming out next week, so watch this space for that. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.